From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. shoppers 50 and older cite high delivery fees, quality issues, wrong orders, and the possibility of difficult returns as barriers to using online grocery services. On the other hand, as reported in The Packer, factors that motivate this group to shop online for food include not having to travel to a store, being able to place an order at any time, and not having to physically get around a store or carry groceries. This is all according to the International Food Information Council Foundation study done in collaboration with AARP. Eli Lilly will spin off its animal health unit, Elanco, focusing the company completely on drugs for people after a months-long review of the veterinary and agriculture business. According to AgWeb.com, the drug maker says it will file for the initial public offering of the shares in the coming weeks and expects to finish the spinoff in the second half of this year. Elanco sells medication for livestock and pets and had $3.09 billion in revenue last year. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced USDA is inviting comments on the implementation of the e-connectivity pilot program established in the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2018. USDA is developing the pilot program to move private investment and bring broadband to unserved rural areas of the country. The new program provides a unique opportunity to develop modern methods to leverage federal funds to increase private investment in broadband services for as many rural Americans as possible. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.